I talked to soldiers down in Managua, ex-soldiers who are, you know, these veterans for peace now, you know, and they were down in Nicaragua for the same reason they volunteered for Vietnam, was they believed in standing up for the underdog. They believed at the time that Vietnam was an underdog being bullied by a big communist China. That's what we were told when we were in the army. Some of the best people I know are people who volunteered for Vietnam. I was totally seeing the world from the perspective of a soldier at that time. Anyway, this is I'll see if I can remember it. Says I was on leave at the time, just ducking the fog, nosing around like a hungry dog in that crazy place called Washington, D.C. I saw a crowd of people on the White House lawn all carrying signs about Vietnam, so I eased on over to see what I could see. They were a strange-looking bunch, but I never did understand civilians. A fella came to me with a list in his hand, said we were gathering names to send a telegram of sympathy. Then he handed me a pen. Said, I reckon this is going to the children and wives of my friends over there who've given their lives. He says, uh-uh, buddy, this is going to Ho Chi Minh. I said, Ho Chi who? He said, Ho Chi Minh, people's leader, North Vietnam. Well, I wasn't real sure that I was hearing him right, but I thought we'd better move before we got in a fight, because my eyes were smarting and my pulse started hitting a lick. And I thought about another telegram I'd read telling my buddy's wife that her husband was dead, and it wasn't too long till I was feeling downright sick. Another held a sign that said, we won't fight. And I thought to myself, you got that right. You'd rather let a soldier die instead. I said, you ever stop to think that every man who died there in that far-off land was dying so that you won't wake up dead? I can't hardly say the line right now. Of course, he looked at me like I was crazy. Just another warmonger. My attitude toward Vietnam today is 180 degrees different, you know. We killed 2 million Vietnamese, as well as killing 56,000 Americans. We did worse than that, though. I think we killed, for a lot of Americans, the notion that America stands for liberty and justice for everybody. It's up to anybody who does have the information to try to pass it on.